not just one of your many toys. You don't own me. Don't say I can't go with other boys.
All right, welcome to the second episode of Will You Accept This Rosé? This is the third episode of The Bachelorette tonight. We just finished watching it, so we'll go over those few things. Were there any firsts or what stuck out on this episode?
I think? How about can we recap?
From the last two?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So on the first episode, she got rid of seven guys. She got rid of...
Oh yeah, seven. She got rid of eight, but sent home seven at the rose ceremony.
That's right. So she got rid of Brian, the math teacher. She got rid of Thomas, the international pro basketball player. And this is because we have our board now.
Yeah, we have a board now.
Thank you, Melissa.
Yeah. Shout out to Melissa.
She sent home Chasen, the pilot.
The one that didn't wear the...
The uniform.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. She sent home Hunter, the pro surfer. Matt Donald.
Yeah, he was the one I liked. He was the farmer one, right?
Right. He was a farmer one. And I really liked the fact that he came from a family that was deaf, mother and father, and I think an older brother. I thought he was kind of sweet, but he did go home.
Mm-hmm.
She sent home Joe, the box king, in the first episode.
Yeah, the one that made a mess.
Yes, and she sent home Ryan, the roller boy. So those were the... And then Scott.
He was the first one she sent home, right? Because he has a girlfriend at home.
Yeah, so that was eight.
Yeah.
All right, and then on the second episode, she sent home...
Connor. The one... Oh, because he was the one that was falling a lot during the roller derby.
Yeah, Connor went home.
Matthew
Carbitter, he went home. Darren went home.
Yeah, it was just three that night.
Okay, so that's where. Yeah, so far, and tonight she sent him another. How many?
Three.
So then we're down to 15 guys after this episode.
Yeah,
half. All right. So now.
So she went on the first date she went on was a group date. And that's the one where they were doing the pregnancy.
Yeah, that was hilarious to watch.
Yeah, like phases, I guess, because they did where they wore the weight. Right. So the pregnancy belly weight.
Yeah.
They walked around wearing that.
Right.
They did the contraction stimulation.
Well, first, yeah, they did the hold the baby, change the baby, yeah. That kind of stuff. But then they did the contractions, and that was really fun. I think the guys enjoyed watching the other guys in pain. The ones that had the most fun was Mike. He was just cracking up at everybody.
Yeah, he was laughing at everybody.
And who else? Somebody else was really having fun. Oh, Jed. Jed was laughing a lot.
He was laughing at them?
Yes. I thought it was hilarious. Yeah, and I think they were laughing at John Paul Jones.
Oh, yeah. His face was the best.
It was so funny. It was so funny. I cracked up. I laughed. I laughed at that.
I also want to point out, I don't remember who, she's an actress or comedian or something that was there. Mm-hmm. But all I remember is that she was wearing a poodle shirt. I had tons of poodles on it.
I didn't even notice.
Just wanted to point that out.
Yes. And the other guy, was who? Who was the other?
Jason Biggs.
Okay.
From American Pie.
Yeah.
I thought that was random, but okay.
Yeah. Because they do bring on celebrities or whatever.
Yeah. It's usually mostly singers though, right? Or no? Actresses too.
Yeah. Or no. They have singers. They have like little concerts, and then but they also have other celebrities who are just big fans, and then they bring them on.
Oh, okay. So. She's the expert here. This is my first season.
I've several seasons. Shh! Don't tell nobody. It's a secret. It's a secret.
So they also did where they put clothespins on the nipples because they said breastfeeding is really hard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We gotta try that to see.
If it's the same?
Yeah.
I don't know. Mine was worse in the hospital. And that was it.
No comment.
Why is it about me?
No, it just always hurts to begin with. And then And then it gets better.
Through every baby, though?
Yes.
Like, even though you know?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Every time you start over again.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Your nipples are like, oh, we've had enough. We softened over the years of not having to breastfeed.
It's like, oh. Yeah. You have to get tough. But that's not what this is about.
I'm just, the first date was about the pregnancy and the baby having.
Yes,
so.
That's right. She said she wanted them to experience. She wants to have a family. So she's like, I want y'all to see how you guys will respond.
I guess she doesn't have to do it now because she's going to do it later. But I wanted to see if she was going to do it too.
Like,
to see what
it feel like. Nah. She's like, mm-hmm. She didn't do it.
I know. Not that we know. Yeah, but she didn't do it.
She likes hurting them, though.
Yes. I mean, at the end, she was showing that she was waxing. I don't remember who it was.
One of the guys, right?
And she was laughing hysterically at it.
Right.
I was like, okay.
Yeah. And she's like, and kept on. Whoop, another
right
strip,
over his nipple, too.
Another strip. And let's do it here. Rip it. Ouch. And he was just laughing. He's taking it.
Oh, but okay. So still on the first date, though, that's when Cam still interrupted. Remember he interrupted Mike? On his vulnerable talk.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Because after they had the group date, Mike, in talking with Hannah, he said that he enjoyed it. He had fun, but it did bring some memories to his, back to, you know, he brought up some things that he's gone through in the past.
About his life. Mm-hmm.
Right. So he was getting serious and Cam came three times. He said like
four. I counted four.
Four times? Like 15 seconds apart. He was just being a nuisance at that point.
Yeah. That was ABC, always been Cam.
He was. The ABC's always been Cam is like meaning something else now. It's like, pulled a Cam.
Really? So, yeah, they had no, it wasn't him. It was the other guy that had a stare down. Him and Jonathan.
Oh, that's right.
Had a stare down.
Uh-uh.
And then also that's when Cam finally got to talk to Hannah, that's when he told her that he had quit his job for that, like, to be there.
Right.
But I feel like he's not the first person to do that.
I know. I think right. I think a lot of them do that. They know they're going to have to.
It's a risk you have to leave. Yeah, exactly.
Kind of put their life on hold for this. And he was trying to say it was like really, really, important. He wanted to talk to her about stuff. He just wanted.
He says every time that he wants to talk to her, it's important.
He just thinks it's all about him.
Yeah.
All about Cam. No.
Almost.
All about Cam?
Yeah.
Almost.
And then, okay. So also in that same date, Tyler C. sat down and talked to her and he was saying like how he believes in her and like what she's about basically.
Mm-hmm.
And that he wants to be her cheerleader and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, dude, you sound like you want to be a sugar baby.
He did. He said he wanted to be her arm candy at some point,
yeah,
remember?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I was like okay.
Yeah. You're out, dude.
So, I saw. I don't know. She just kind of played it off or whatever. Just kind of. Yeah. She said, okay, whatever.
Yeah. And then that's the one. Was it Jed who made her chuck the chicken nugget off of the building?
Yes. Yes. He grabbed two chicken nuggets.
Made a wish. Yeah.
Two.
Okay. First of all, not first of all, but just side note. Why do they always have chicken nuggets?
They always have chicken nuggets on set. I don't know. I guess the guys like chicken nuggets.
Who put that down in their questionnaire?
The girls, they used to have always had cheese and grapes, I think, at theirs.
That's true.
The guys, oh, chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets. Okay.
It's funny.
That is pretty funny. But I did notice that because I was like, they like make it a point to show that they're always eating a chicken.
He grabbed a couple and a couple of glasses of wine. He said, you want any? And she's like, no. He goes, well, I'm going to take some for later.
Yeah.
But that was what he's like, okay, let's make it. You have to make a wish. Throw it off the building. Excuse me. That was funny.
Okay. But after that was her first group date. And then she was going to do a one-on-one, but she actually has to go to the hospital. And in that scope, she said that she was doing a saline flush, like when she was talking to the doctor in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. You're a nurse also. Does that mean that she seemed like she was dehydrated or the stress or like all those type of factors?
I think so. Cause she wasn't, she wasn't sick, like anything sick. They were just going to give her some extra fluids and it was saline. And the funny thing to me was because on her group date card, she said, like, let's go sailing.
Oh.
And I was like, it turned out to be another kind of sailing.
She went sailing on herself, right, by herself.
Exactly. It's like, oh, yes.
So, yeah, you would put that together.
So, but she was all right after that. I mean, she had to cancel her group, I mean, her one-on-one date with, who was she going with?
Connor.
Had to cancel it. He got to go to her place. And
yeah, at first he thought that he wasn't going to have a date at all. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the card, it said for him to go to her hotel room just to hang out, basically. So that, I think that's been the most normal date in bachelorette history, right?
Yeah, you're right, exactly. He went and got some flowers and some chicken soup. Nothing these guys do are... not homemade. I mean, he went to a store, got chicken noodle already made, got some flowers. It's all the gestures. They're just doing going through the gestures and walking through the motions, and took it to her and then, set it up and hung out with her and just kind of chilled with her.
Yeah.
Yep. And then she said, okay, doctor's orders. I need to rest.
Yeah. So it was funny to me though, how like, well, when he went back and all the guys were asking him, like how she was and everything, and then he said that she was in sweatpants, and I was like, dude, you're such a guy. Like, she
didn't really notice.
She was wearing like silk pajamas. Come on.
yep, that's right. Brand new. Well, I don't know. They were brand new, but they
probably.
You could still. I saw the crease lines on them, like when they're folded.
Oh yeah.
So I was like, they just probably just pulled those out. But I always wonder what, you know, every season nobody really gets sick that I know of. So this is the first time that they did, and you know how they handled it or whatever, they changed things around for her.
I think the other thing we're gonna have to start counting is how many ambulances are shown or whatever.
Yeah, that's right.
Because there was a preview already at the end of this one that there's another one in the next episode.
That's right. Oh, we started a kiss count, y'all.
Yeah, we did start a kiss count. We'll go. Well, let's finish up her one-on-one, and then we'll go over that.
Okay.
So they just hung out at her house.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went back and the guys were asking him a bunch of questions. Yeah. And he was saying how...
Guy questions. What was she wearing?
Yeah. Yeah. I thought that was really interesting. How all the guys like went up to him and was like, what does she look like? Yeah. How was she? What was she wearing? What kind of sick is she? Like all of this stuff. And he was like just answering him like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. It was just funny. Like they wanted to know through him, but he's also dating her.
Right.
It's just an awkward, awkward situation in general, but I think they all understand what they're in.
But I think part of her getting sick, you know, was also just her stress, her being under stress.
Yeah.
She's kind of trying. Now she's seeing what it's like to date 30 guys at one time.
Yeah. And they always say they get what
the other side
when they're in it.
Yes.
They're like, I finally get it completely.
Yeah. But because if you're kind of a nice, genuine person, you don't want to hurt anybody's feelings and you're trying to keep everybody happy and you don't want to make anybody, you know, hurt or sad or whatever. And so if you're trying to do that, somebody's, you know, it's not going to work all the time. And so she's probably feeling all that.
Yeah.
And doesn't know. Like after that first ceremony,
she was already crying.
Because
she had to send people home just in general. Yeah.
And she hadn't talked to them enough. So she didn't feel it was right. You know, but.
And I feel like not that anybody else is not normal that's been on it, but like she's a normal girl. She's mm-hmm. never in her life dated this many guys at once.
Right. Nobody. Well, has anybody?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I think the guys try and they usually get caught.
After two.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, okay, that's not going to work.
Yeah. And then they get left with none.
Right. Yeah. Yes. I think the closest is people that were in the Bible times where they had so many wives.
Yeah.
And they had to, I mean, they weren't dating, but they had wives. That was a bunch of them. Was like,
ah. Is that still an act in like the Mormons?
I think they can
have multiple wives.
I think they can. I don't know. They have to live, I think, in a certain state.
Oh, okay.
Utah.
Where it's like legal, maybe?
Right. I don't know.
I was like, what if a Mormon was the bachelor? But then they'd be like, well, why can't I propose to both of them?
What? All of them.
I can have, what's the limit here?
Nope. Yeah. But so anyway, so I think that was part of it too. She was getting stressed out and overcome with just what's going on. And she just,
you can tell she's like, she's starting, like, her, yeah. You can start noticing the stress, I guess.
Yeah. For her.
Well, she did call him back to go on a date. I think they just met up. Oh, that's when they met up and they had Lucas Graham. I love him. I love all his songs.
So, yeah. So they had a little dance right there, a little private concert.
Yeah. But they didn't eat, right?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay. So it was just the concert.
Yeah, that was it. Basically, it was just to give him the rose.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was sweet. That was sweet.
Yeah. Because that was one of the things that he kept talking to with all the guys. Because they were like, did you get a rose? You don't have a rose on. And he's like, no, unfortunately, I guess he didn't think that it was an actual date. They just got to hang out.
Yeah.
So he was saying that that wasn't a part of it.
Yeah. And he felt bad, right? He was like, well, I guess.
He's like, it's fine. I'd rather spend time with her than get the rose. But that was sweet.
Called her back. Like, she called him back. She called him
back. Yeah. Oh, and it was fun. It was just funny to me, like, how the guys were talking to him when he went back, that they just seemed like they're all bros.
Mm-hmm. They're all just getting along, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, even when they're like, even when he got the card to say to go to her hotel, they were like, oh, yeah, like, right. Y'all are all dating the same girl, guys. Like, oh, yeah. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
And then when he got back, they were like, you have a real big smile on your face.
Yeah, what's that all about?
Yeah, tell us about that.
So then, yeah, that was her one-on-one, basically, in a nutshell. Right? It wasn't much going on. It was the most normal one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They handled it okay.
Yeah.
That's cute.
So, okay. So back to our kiss count.
Kiss count. Speaking. Yeah. Because she was with Connor on that date.
And no. Wait. Yeah. Connor?
Yeah. Okay. On the one-on-one. Yep. They were supposed to go sailing, but she ended up with sailing.
Yeah.
Up her arm.
Yeah.
So Connor has caught up.
After this episode, he has caught up.
Two.
So he has 5.
And he caught up to Luke. Luke has 5. Other people.
Luke did not get... did he get any kisses on this episode?
I don't know. He did it, right?
Yeah.
So he already had 5 and he didn't...
Yeah, so Luke had 5. He didn't get any on the episode. Let's just take a segue to Luke real quick. Because last talk, I was saying how there's going to be something wrong with him. Mm-hmm. And now, just this episode, you're starting to see it a little bit. And it's just because he gets, like... I think he just gets crazy obsessed.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then that mixed with he is a fit guy.
Testosterone.
Yeah, exactly. And especially with all this testosterone in a mansion, you know, and he doesn't get to talk to her all the time.
Right. Pent up.
It's just not a situation for him. Yeah. I'm just really curious if he's going to make it through the next episode.
Yeah. Yeah. Because he was not liking what he was seeing going on in front of him.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because...
Did we talk about that?
No, we haven't yet. Okay. Second group date, yeah. Okay, so that was just my segue. Anyways, so Luke had 5. Connor caught up with 5. And then...
The next closest is Peter with 3.
Peter the pilot. Mm-hmm. That's how we always remember his name. Yeah. And then Jed has 3. And then Cam had 2.
Cam had 2 and went home.
Tyler C. had 2.
Has 2.
Or has 2, yeah.
Yeah. That's it, right? Oh, Dustin had 1.
Dustin had.
I don't know. I didn't feel that kiss.
Was that the forced one? I don't remember.
I just didn't feel it. It was kind of like, I don't know what it was. It was something like she was thanking him for something and it turned into a kiss or something like that. Mike got his first kiss.
Oh, yeah. After his talk with her.
Yeah.
Matt Donald had a kiss. Oh, no. That he was gone in the one. Sorry. Yeah. Looking at the wrong column.
It's right. No. Yeah. No.
Yeah. It's Jed. So that's it. Jed.
I put this right. Yep.
Right now, I'm voting for Jed. I like Jed and Mike.
I like Jed and Mike too.
They're my 2 favorite ones.
Wait. Right, let me see. Yes, I like Jed and I like Peter.
Yeah, Peter's starting to get a cutie. Okay, I'm starting to like Peter because every time he does an interview now, he's like, that could be my future wife. And like, that's what the whole thing's about. So I'm like, okay, his head's in the right space. He's kind of a cutie.
Mm-hmm. He is.
But he's like my 3rd.
So that's your order. It's Jed.
Jed, Mike, then Peter.
And Peter. All right. Yeah, I know. Poor Luke. Luke was at the top of the list. Yes, last episode.
I didn't really like him, but I knew she liked him, so I was like, okay, I guess.
Yeah. And now she had to have a big talk with him.
Twice.
I know, right?
and just tell him, like, I need you to get this under control. Yeah.
Kind of like a scolding. And he's like, okay.
And then he was self-imploding after that.
Yep. They all saw it.
So, yeah, that leads us into the second group date, which that's the one that he was on. Mm-hmm. And that's the one where they did photo shoots. Well, at the beginning, they were saying all the models' names and stuff, saying that they were going to be with professional models. And all the girls, all the guys were like, okay, is this going to be awkward for Hannah with all these beautiful girls? And
that's funny.
And then, so I called it too. I was like, you think it's going to be puppies? But it was all animals. They had awesome. Alpacas and snakes and everything. And it was real cute.
A little piggy.
Okay. So then they were doing that. Yeah. So they had all the animals that they were doing the photo shoot with. And in the background, they had Demi back doing her private eye.
That one
was good.
Spying.
Yeah.
Listening in to their private conversations.
She's like the perfect person to be doing that. Like, just from seeing her in the last season.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, that kind of fits. She didn't find anything, though.
That's what Hannah said. She goes, you know,
she's probably kind of bummed because she doesn't have anybody to stomp on, but I'm kind of glad. Yeah.
In other words, the guys there were being honest about whatever they were saying. So that was good.
She hired two actresses.
First time they've done that. They've never done that before.
No. Yeah. They brought anybody from
on the other seasons. They kind of left it up to the guys themselves to go and tattle on whatever the guys were saying in the house.
Yeah.
And this time they allowed her to have, I don't know. I wonder if that was her, you know, asking, okay, if, because I don't want things to be going on and not know about them.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like,
maybe like, yeah, she probably planted like a seed and then the producers came up with, okay, well, why don't we bring these other two that were in your season?
It was different. Nice.
I think that's the one thing that I think is probably the hardest for the Bachelor or the Bachelorette, because in real life you have your friends to talk to about stuff that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And here you don't have anybody.
And that was one of the complaints in the past. They were like, I have to do all this by myself. I don't have anybody to talk to. I can't talk to my family. I can't talk to my girlfriend. So, yeah. So maybe they're trying to make it a little bit more real.
Yeah.
But that was good. I'm surprised that the two that they picked. Because like you said, I don't know.
I never saw them hanging out. But maybe it was an after the show type of connection.
I think they do. They do that.
But so she was doing the private eye, but she didn't find anything.
No. She heard some conversations that made her feel a little bit more confident about the guys. Like Luke was talking about, I can see myself with her. And then who else did she talk to? There was a couple of other guys.
Yeah, I don't.
And she felt exactly. Yeah, she was like, okay, good. I like that conversation.
Yeah,
I like that conversation. That's good.
I think Peter was one of them. She hired two actresses, which was kind of okay. I understand if it's an actress to be a animal trainer or whatever she was. But hiring an actress to be a makeup artist, like, they had to already been a makeup artist. Because how can they be doing the makeup for I guess the guys don't really know what the hell's going on.
Yeah, did you see what they were doing? They were just doing nothing. They were putting stuff on their face and it looked funny. I thought they were going to do, like, some kind of clown show. Because they were putting makeup on it. I was like, that doesn't look right.
So, I didn't even notice that. They were all results.
Like, they were, like, really white. And I was like, well.
She's just putting sunscreen on them. It was just lotion.
It was like funny. So I was like, okay, she's just doing stuff. Just doing stuff. Yeah, they didn't know. They were going out there to take photo shoots. So
yeah, so they're probably like, it's just part of the deal.
But it was cute. It was another cute group date.
Yeah, I really liked that one. Right. She's doing a lot of fun group dates are also semi-humiliating, but that's okay.
I know the guys are going with it. They're going along.
Yeah, who had the snake? And he's like, anybody want to switch?
I don't know, but and that alpaca was funny.
Oh, yeah. He had it around his neck. I was like, oh, yeah, he's got an alpaca.
Well, it's a baby one because he had him around his neck.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of small. It probably just depends on the breed.
Oh, no, cute. And then what else was there?
There was a rat.
Yeah.
Someone had a rat.
He was dressed like a little pig. Rat. He was the one that we said looks like Justin Timberlake.
Oh, Luke S.
Luke S. Yeah, so I have other
because he was dressed as a cat.
I have one guy. Oh, is that what he was?
Yes. Remember he was crawling around? Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So we were like, hey, he looks like Justin Timberlake.
I want to see. Oh, they did show some of the pictures that they did.
Yeah, and then one of the other guys that went home, I thought he looked like Tony Parker. His eyebrows looked like Tony Parker. And then you said, oh, and then I also said David Arquette is on here. Who's that one, Mija?
I have no idea.
David Arquette. This guy, Grant, right? No. Yes.
Oh. No, I thought it was Joey.
No, not Joey.
I don't remember.
I think it's Grant.
It's Grant.
Grant, by the way, is unemployed. But my mom has a theory that he's rich.
I know.
So I'm like, let's see how long. Yeah. Because his status or whatever is just having fun. How do you just have fun and you're unemployed?
At 30 years old.
Yes. Yeah, so
in California.
Yeah.
Like, that place is expensive to live in. So.
Yeah. So I think he's just rich and doesn't want to tell anybody anything. And he wants maybe Hannah to fall in love with him for
him
being unemployed.
I don't really remember. Unemployed self. I only remember his name because I remember her calling it out at the rose ceremony.
Yeah, there's a few.
I don't remember her talking to him.
There's still
a
few people that were like, who's that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where there's only a handful of guys that we kind of are familiar with. Yeah. The other guys are just kind of lingering.
Yeah.
Want to talk about him?
Oh, yeah. So I think it was right before the group date, no?
Yeah.
That she came out and she said that Tyler G had to leave.
Which was the guy that
which
she went.
Which we kind of liked, but that's because he knew how to talk. And that's because he was a graduate student of psychology.
Right. And he ended up having to leave. And they didn't say anything more about it, but I Googled it. And they said that he had problems with his ex-girlfriend. And that they used to have a lot of shouting matches in public. And the last time that they were together, that he spit on her. And so some of the people that were following him were asking the producers, why do you even have him on there? And so I think they asked him to leave.
There was a an article about a anonymous post on Reddit that like said everything. So I'm pretty sure it had to be somebody who was either close to him or close to the ex.
Yeah.
And she was kind of calling him misogynistic and just the way he treated women. And so
which was funny.
Cut it off before, yeah.
Yeah, which was kind of weird to me because when I was looking, because she had the one-on-one with him, with Tyler.
Yeah, and in the last episode.
And when I was looking back to see the things that I liked about him, it was the stuff, kind of the stuff that he said. He was telling her he just wanted to be genuine. They were talking about what's the point of being in this world if there's nothing that you can give to make it better.
Right.
So I thought, oh, that's really nice. He got my attention with those two comments. It was like, be genuine and make this world a better place. And I was like, all right. And he's cute and he's smart, but he went home because of...
He left.
Because he left. He left because because he wasn't genuine.
Yeah, yikes. I think they wanted it to... I guess maybe I don't know. I don't know if the producers called it or they told Hannah and told her, what do you want to do about it? And just like,
and she was
let's
like,
cut it out before anything happens. Yeah. Type of thing.
Yeah. And she just said, I'm just sad that he had to go. Cause I really thought that there was a connection there, but he's gone.
Yeah. So he left in this episode and he had one kiss.
Yes, he did.
So
boo. So he's gone.
That's fine. I was kind of rooting for him too, but I was like, keep your eye on him. Just like
she's
Luke.
She's the one that he said, she said, looked like a cuter Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
And he does.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. So sorry.
So he left. So then it was,
maybe
but it was.
Maybe she can meet the real Tim Tebow at some point.
Bring him into the show.
Yeah.
As a replacement, a substitute.
Yeah. They should have substitutes.
That'd be really funny.
Right?
So going back to the second group date, that's when Peter's starting to come into play a lot more. He was the one that got the rose from that group date.
Okay. Why did he get it? What did he do that was special?
I think just their talks.
Just their talks?
Yeah. He was one of the ones that they were spying on. So he.
Oh, he. You know what? He was kissing her on the set in front of Luke.
That was him?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Yeah.
Yep. And because he said, I think they were just supposed to get in for a picture and he goes, come a little closer.
Is that why?
Come a little closer. And then he kissed her and then they kissed and then Luke was like, ugh.
You think that's why at the end or at the, what is it called?
A rose ceremony?
No. At the end of their date when they were eating, when they were drinking and like talking, that's why Luke was kind of like, yes. Blowing up on him.
Yeah.
It was Peter, right?
It was Peter.
That's why.
Yeah. He was like, nope.
Because I was like, this is coming out of nowhere. He's just taking out his frustration on Peter.
No.
But yeah. No, it's because that's the one that she was kissing on the set.
I think Luke is kind of saying, okay, these are my competitions. Like
playing it as a game.
Selecting the guys that are his competition and saying, right. Okay, if I see her hanging out with these guys, I don't like that. So some of them he's like, no, like they're not really, he doesn't feel that they are, that they'll get anywhere. But
yeah,
he can tell the ones that she does like.
Yeah.
So
it's becoming real, real hard for him real quick.
And
side note, I didn't like how he was wearing a white V-neck with a suit coat. What the heck, bro?
You have to make comments on their attire all the time.
I noticed stuff. Everybody's attire.
I know, right? I didn't see that. What was that little shirt that she was wearing?
Her?
No, that other girl that you made a comment on.
Poodle shirt.
I didn't see that. I'm about to go back and look. Was it cute?
My career requires that I have an eye for detail, but that's just me anyway.
So do you like any of the, particular, like the way they do dress? Anybody in particular?
I like the way Mike dresses.
Okay.
I did not like, she went on the one-on-one with Connor, right?
Yeah.
I did not like his best dress. That was whack. Right?
Yeah. The guy told him to get and dress nicely or whatever. He just wore like a leather jacket with some jeans, but she was wearing like a leather jacket too.
But she was wearing
sparkly.
Yeah.
It's always
it was cute. I mean, obviously it was put together. She had somebody to help her, but right.
Yes, but yeah, that, yeah. Let's see.
I don't know who else. I mean, nobody else has really stood out the way they dress, at least. I just like all of her. I like all of her outfits.
Yep. I still like, Jed's kind of a normal guy.
I don't know. He's a normal. He's a cutie.
Sweet, too. He seems sweet.
He seems normal. You know, like that's a normal guy you would find and date.
Right. Yeah. What's wrong with him?
Nothing. Nothing better be wrong with you, Jed. So Peter got the rose from that one, the second group date. Oh, and Mike got the rose from the first group date.
Yeah.
And of course, Connor got his rose from the one-on-one.
So those three guys went into the ceremony with a rose.
Yeah, already. So then the only thing left from this night was it wasn't a rose ceremony. It was a tailgate party.
Yeah.
And that's when Cam had to make his speech at the beginning, right after Chris came in and was like, basically trying to tell them to give him his time, even though he's been disrespectful towards everybody else's time.
Yep. And he did. I mean, well, no, I don't think he went and got her and they went and talked.
Yeah.
And I kind of felt bad because she said, I don't want anything.
She wants drama free.
Drama free. I just want to have fun today. That's it. I just want to have fun. And so he was already not bringing drama, but just bringing her down.
The mood, changing the mood. Yeah.
And I could kind of see that because it's kind of like you want to just feel good.
Right.
And then somebody's telling you all
that. Especially because it wasn't a cocktail party. It was more like a party sense, a feel good party hangout type
thing. One of the guys said there's a time and a place for everything.
Right. Probably Mike.
Probably Mike.
Sounds
like Mike. Yeah.
I like this dude.
He's from San Antonio. Maybe he's
he's the one that was from Dallas.
Yeah.
But it says San Antonio.
Well, and he said my hometown, and then they left it at San Antonio. They haven't corrected that yet.
No.
So that's what I'm saying. I don't know if he's
claim
from
him. That's fine.
Yeah, Texas. So we have two Texas guys.
Yeah.
Because Connor's from Dallas.
Yeah. I thought there was a third one. Oh, Cam was from Austin. Three.
Yeah, that's right. How about that? Texas representing.
Yeah, but, for real. But, well, she's Southern, so they had to get a few.
Yep. Now I'm looking at where they're from.
A lot of Californians. Yeah, me too.
You too? Yeah. Look at that.
Oh, Alabama, Garrett.
Yep.
Because she's from Alabama, right?
Yes.
Because she's Miss Alabama, or she was.
Oh, that's another thing. Did you remember?
Oh, Peter. Peter. That's something that connected them.
Yeah.
His mom is Miss Illinois. And he's from California, though.
Was it Illinois?
He moved. Yeah,
it was okay. Or maybe she was from there.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
maybe
he told her that on his.
We don't know his life yet.
He told he told her that. So now they have a connection there.
Yeah, and she wants to meet his mom.
Yeah,
that's cute. He's a cutie too.
Yep. So I'm going he's already offering her trips all around the world to go have
Oh, because he's a pilot. Yeah. He was like, we could just go do this. And I was like, how far do you live from these places?
I'm spontaneous. I can go here for lunch and here for dinner. Or...
Did he say he has his own plane?
I think he has a small one. They showed him flying a small one. So I think he does. But that's just for their trips to and from.
Yeah.
But how cool, right?
Yeah.
Yep. I think that's neat.
He's probably the only one that can offer grand gestures like that. Like, you know how on The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, they do things that are not realistic for normal people.
But he might be able to do some of those things, right?
Right.
Yeah. And his dad's a pilot and his mom's a stewardess. And she said that she said when he was walking by.
She was a stewardess. She
said, I'm going to marry that man.
From his butt.
Yes. And he goes, that was it. And she goes, he did. So I guess
that's funny. She was a stewardess. I thought she was in that story when he was telling it. I thought she was just a passenger or something.
You know who told her to feel his butt today?
Connor, no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Connor did. He said.
Because he used to play football. He said he was something. And she was like, can't you tell? And like.
Yes.
Showed his butt.
Wait, I think it was football. It wasn't Connor. Wasn't it? Golly.
Tyler. Tyler C.
It was. Yes. It was the carpenter, Tyler C. Carpenter.
Contractor. Yeah.
Yes, he's the one.
Yeah, that's right. It was Tyler C.
Yes. And so he's like.
You know, now that I'm looking at both of those pictures, they kind of look similar.
They kind of look alike. It's like, yeah, they do a lot, right?
Yeah.
Hmm.
They look pretty similar.
See, one's 26, one's 24. They're brothers.
Oh, God.
They need to. No. I don't know.
Oh, last episode I said I wanted to know who was the youngest and who was the oldest.
Uh-huh.
We said
23 and 33.
Who was 23?
Awkward pause.
Oh, Matthew. Matthew is 23 and he went, we'll get into that later.
And Joey's 33.
Joey's 33.
Yep. So 10 years. So she's 24. So I guess she said I can go down a year and up to 10. Yeah. Or 9 from her.
She probably said 10, but they only found out.
These guys.
There's another guy that he looked like he had gray hair from Tonight.
Yeah. I want to say it was Grant. He just looks different now. Like from even the
I think it's Grant. And he's 30. That's why. See? I was like, he looks pretty old. And I would have thought he was
he's the one that I say looks like David Arquette.
Yeah. And David Arquette has salt and pepper hair too.
Yeah. And in fact, he looks a little bit heavier now. I mean, in this episode.
Yeah, he does.
Right? He doesn't look like that. That's why it's a little bit hard for us to try to figure some of these guys out. It's like, no.
I know.
Thomas, remember?
Yeah.
Like, who's that guy?
When we went back to see what episode when they were
eliminated,
yeah. It was Thomas. They showed him in three different angles and he didn't look like any of them.
Like, and quick ones too, right? Like they didn't linger on them at all.
Right. And I was hoping she would say their name every time somebody went up by whoever. Mm-hmm. But she only said it for a couple of them, so we couldn't like fact check it without Googling, I guess. But yeah.
So we used our handy dandy board.
Yeah. Looked at their faces. That's why it was hard. Because we were like, that doesn't really look like his face, but it has to be him.
Maybe. Yep.
Yeah. He looked different.
So then today's elimination.
Yeah, we can do. Well, what did you think about Cam's story and him pulling her aside? And
It was nonsense.
It did. None of it made sense.
He said that he told all the guys he had to talk to her because in the past with his other relationships it was like make it or break it for them.
Yeah, I didn't get that. He was like, oh, this was the downfall in a couple of my past relationships, meaning like it was going to be something that she could potentially break up with him for,
right?
Is what I took it as.
Me too. Like she's not going to be able to handle this,
right? He said, and he basically told her that he had something wrong with his leg, almost had to have it amputated. And then like in a kind of separate conversation or story or whatever, it was He had a 10-year-old puppy that he had to rehouse because of something.
Was it because of that?
I have no idea. The way that it was edited, I guess, nothing made sense.
And was it...
That's probably for a reason.
And also, was that when he told her that... Because it was... That he gave up his job or whatever?
No, that was earlier.
Earlier?
That...
But I'm going, what it... I don't know. All of it was irrelevant. It's not going to make or break anything. I mean, he was obviously there and had full function of his legs.
I know, right?
I was like, well, where's... Yeah, so it's like, what's the problem? Why did you have to...
Why was that a super important thing that you had to tell her? And he was like, I just wanted to be super transparent with you, but I don't understand why that was a story that had to be shared.
And she was like, okay, thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
But... it didn't matter.
I didn't get any of that.
So,
then what do you feel? I kind of feel like, what do you feel about Mike saying something to her about it?
Mike's had enough of him.
Yeah.
He from the first, you know, when he came and interrupted their group date
that he was not invited to.
Right.
Right.
Cam came and invited himself and interrupted their group date. And then I think the second time he interrupted them as well. And Mike was like, that's it. Oh, I think he interrupted him. Because he's like, if he's going
to
be like this.
On his one? Or when he was talking to her?
When he was talking to her.
Oh.
Yeah. He was like, no, he's not. He's going to learn right now or something like that. And he said, I'm going to have to tell him to go F himself. I was like, what? Mike? Mike. Yeah. With a smile on his face.
Yeah. Yeah, but, really. His smile is something else.
Yep. I like that about him.
But I felt like, so in all the other episodes that I've seen here and there, when somebody tells kind of tattletales on somebody else, it's just like, really, dude? But this one, I kind of felt like it was genuine and he wasn't trying to do it in that aspect or anything. But also because like Hannah was the one in her season with Colton that she went and told him about somebody else too. So I think like there was...
She was okay with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like it was a different,
yeah.
I don't know what it's called.
Perspective or
understanding. Right. It was a different understanding from it. It wasn't just
And she obviously drama. Believed him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Cam went home.
I don't think that Cam meant to come off like that, but he was. So it just never worked in his favor.
Yeah. He kept saying he knew she wanted somebody bold, and he thought that that was the kind of bold that she wanted.
Right.
And Mike said, that's not the kind of bold she needs.
Right. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. But yeah, so he went home today, and Jonathan went home today. Oh, and Jonathan was the one that they kind of got physically aggressive,
their stare down.
Yeah, well, because he was man, you have to go.
Yeah, kind of. He got in between the two of them.
Right. I feel like he made it just awkward for Hannah, and she was just like, I don't know what to do.
I know. Yeah. Right.
So they both went home.
That is kind of right. They did. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
But yeah, they both went home, and Joey went home.
I don't even remember her ever talking to Joey. That's probably why he went home. He was a doctor.
A fake doctor.
He's the one that's from Maryland. He was a finance manager. Not a doctor.
She still got one doctor, though.
John Paul Jones.
Yes. I'm going to call him JPJ.
As his occupation, it says John Paul Jones.
I don't know what that's about. But
a lot of the times where he just like is just normal looking, he tries to look like James Bond's doll or something.
What?
I don't know. I'm kind of over him. Yeah. I want him to go home already.
Yeah. I don't know.
Except for in this episode, his face was pretty hilarious with those contractions. So
I know.
He's done his part.
I did laugh so hard. Oh, speaking of laughing so hard, can I
go back?
Yes, can I go back?
Yeah.
He's laughing so hard. Because he's gone. So I want to mention him. Oh, no, he's not gone. Grant, still there, right? Yeah. Yeah, okay. All right, yeah. So speaking of laughing so hard.
What happened?
When they were, not way back, to the first episode, when they were introducing themselves, getting off the limos and walking into town.
Uh-huh.
Okay, because I had to go back and watch these episodes again.
Oh, because so she was doing the kiss count.
Kiss count, right? Yeah. So I was cracking up at Grant. He's the one that walked in with a hot dog. I don't know. You remember? He walked in with a hot dog. He's eating his hot dog, kind of being chomping on the hot dog. And he said, so this is a sausage party, right?
Oh, he's the one that brought mustard.
Yeah, I brought the mustard. Hopefully we can relish this and we'll catch up later, okay? I thought that was hilarious. I was like, yay, Grant. Unemployed Grant, yay! But I thought that was funny.
I don't know. Those jokes make me think that he really is unemployed. Those are some bad dad jokes, you know?
Funny, though. Made me laugh.
Those are like jokes my husband would make. Bad dad jokes, though.
Yeah. So I was like, all right, Grant. I gotta give him a little plug for that. For what he said. Yes, too funny. I liked it.
Yeah, and I remember it too because, well, I remember him walking with the mustard. I remember the mustard. Yeah. And then he walked in, and some other guy they were interviewing, he was like, I don't know, this guy walked in with a big old thing of mustard, and this one's over here. And I was just like, what?
Yeah. Over here. I thought, yeah, it's funny because it's just the first night. Yes.
Yeah, really?
That was funny. So I was like, I gotta talk about him a little bit. I really like that.
So we need to see him come out more. If that was his first impression, you know, with his introduction.
Yeah, he's gotta, really, right?
He seems like a somewhere? Little bit of an interest. Yeah.
Maybe he'll come from behind and, I don't know.
Something.
He's rich, I'm saying.
Let's see. So then, yeah, moving on to the rose ceremony. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we were excited because we were rooting for him. But the one who got the first rose at the rose ceremony was Jed. Mm-hmm. So he's still on for next episode.
Yay.
We're still rooting for him.
He got the first one.
Yeah. And Mike already had
I mean, they kind of say it doesn't, it's no, in no order, but we're like,
yay. Well, yeah. But we were like, hey, because we're finally starting to get to know these guys a little bit.
Like, hey,
at least
Jed.
The ones we like.
Yeah.
So we were like, oh, yeah, Jed. And then the other two that we like already had the roses.
Yeah. So that's good. That's good.
We already said who went home today, right?
Uh-huh.
But okay, so this rose ceremony, two names were called and I was like, who the heck are these people?
Which ones?
Mateo. I've never heard, seen, or anything from him. He's a management consultant from Atlanta, Georgia.
The only time I remember her saying his name was the first time and she said, did I say that right?
At the rose ceremony,
uh-huh,
though?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Rose ceremony. That was it.
Exactly.
Mateo. Yes.
And then Devin.
And Devin.
Which, okay. So side note from the last talk we had. Remember how I kept saying that there was another Kevin?
Yes.
But it was Devin. Kevin. Yeah.
Close. Yes.
So yeah, Devin was the other one. Devin totally looks like a guy I know from probably like high school or something. I don't know. Maybe. He has a familiar face.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
He's a talent manager in Sherman Oaks, California.
27.
Yeah, he's 27.
Maybe. People move around. What do we think? Can we?
I don't know.
He wore a white jacket the first time. He wore a pink jacket.
She's talking about Dylan.
Yeah, I'm just got my eye on him.
I don't know. I feel like he's a little more metrosexual than the other men. And I don't know if that's just because he likes to.
He's handsome.
Yeah, he is handsome.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know. I just can't tell yet.
Yeah, we're kind of iffy on him.
Yeah.
We just, I don't know. We don't get his vibe, I guess, yet.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Because I do remember her talking to him, but I don't remember them talking about really anything mm-hmm. much. Mm-hmm.
So, but he's still there. So,
Dustin's still there. Dustin, she hit it off with kind of last episode. Kevin also. So now I'm kind of, well, I know there's always those front runners, but now I'm kind of see how like she does get to talk to like a rotation, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
But she kept them. So
she hasn't really talked to Garrett very much. Right?
He's the one with the poofy hair.
Yeah.
She kissed him.
Did she kiss him?
This.
Oh, yeah.
This
she did, yeah, that's right. There's one.
Yeah.
He's got a mark.
That's because right. We were like, wait, who's this guy?
And, yeah. You know,
we didn't know. Tell is his poofy hair, so.
Okay. It keeps getting poofier and poofier. Right.
I haven't really seen her talk to Luke, but I know that Luke's always talking to the guy, so he kind of gets more airtime that way.
Yeah.
But I haven't really seen his conversations with her yet.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, Mateo. So I'm next episode, I'm looking out for Mateo and who was I say? Devin. I need to see them do some. I've literally never seen Mateo except for at the rose ceremony. So I don't know where he's at.
He's like, okay, I'm still here.
Yeah.
I'm just going to stay right here.
It's not Big Brother, dude. You don't play the middle.
I'm not going to push it. Yeah, exactly. I'm just going to stay under the radar.
Yeah.
Right behind, you know, between. Let the other guys duke it out, and then I'll come soaring in to save the day.
So we did see the preview for the next episode, and I think that's where it delves a little deeper into Luke's issues.
Yeah.
So let's see if he makes it through that one.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting. Luke, Peter, Mike. Yeah. And there's another ambulance they showed.
There is another ambulance. You think it's from... What were they playing? Were they playing football? Or were they playing... what is it called?
Something, right? I don't know.
Not polo. Was it polo? Not croquet. It was something English,
no? They were throwing... Maybe it was football. Because I thought they were throwing balls. And he just knocked them out or something like that. They said they were telling him he's really aggressive.
Watch, it's going to be... like touch football, and he was grabbing him and throwing him down.
But
I don't know. He's definitely one of those guys that his testosterone can't be around so much other. He just like implodes. Okay, so far, who do you want to be the Bachelor?
The next Bachelor?
Yeah. If they don't make it.
Okay, let's see. Who would be fun? Nope. If they don't make it, Mike.
Oh, I was just going to say I'm voting for Mike.
Yes?
Yeah.
All right.
So I hope Mike is the Bachelor if he doesn't.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to marry Hannah, but.
I'm all for that.
Yeah.
But I don't know, right? That he's sweet, but I don't know if they're going to.
Right.
If they compliment each other.
Right.
You know,
they're both nice guys.
They're both sweet people, but I don't know if they compliment each other. We'll see. He might just be a friend, right? End up like a friend.
Yeah.
And there's going to be those where they are just going to be friends. I see that. Oh.
Yeah, so they might just be friends.
Right. And it would be nice. I mean...
He seems like he would be a really good friend.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I'm cheering for him if he doesn't go far.
Yeah.
And I don't want his heart to get broken.
Yeah, he seems like a real sweet guy.
Yep.
I think he has some big moments in the next episode, too, because she was crying again, but I don't know what about, so we'll find out that, too.
That's funny because the last time we were talking about Jed and his singing, his first song was good, but his second song was not so good. But I still like him. I mean, he's really...
I like him as a person.
Yeah, he's nice. I mean, he probably sounds good if he had all the surround sound stuff.
I don't know. I don't remember his first song. Like, he sang when he introduced himself or what?
Yes.
I don't remember.
I want to say.
I remember a guitar, but I don't remember.
Well, because he sang his song when they did they had to show their talent.
Uh-huh.
That's when he did it. And we was like, oh, it wasn't that good. But he sang some, he did sing another time. And I was like, hey, that time it was good. So I don't know. He has his good moments, I guess.
Maybe he was just nervous, like I was thinking.
Yeah, probably so. I still like him.
So that pretty much wraps up this episode. Is there anything else you wanted to point out?
The wine that we tried this time.
Oh, yeah. So we did still stay on Stella Rosa.
Mm-hmm.
Today we tried the Stella Rosa Rosé.
Yes.
Shout out to the title.
Right.
Will you accept this rosé? So we had to.
It was good.
What'd you think about
it? Yeah. I thought it was good. I don't know if they're supposed to or it had a little fizz in it. I told you.
Uh-huh.
Do they? They do? They don't? I don't know. All the other ones we've had, no.
So, full disclosure, I've never liked a rosé. They've been way too bitter for me, and I'm a sweet wine kind of person. I think that's why we like all the Stella Roses.
Because they're sweet.
Yeah. And so this one had a sweet start, and it was fizzy, kind of champagne-ish.
Yeah.
Which I think that I'm not a wine expert, so don't even try to judge me on anything. But I think that a rosé or the pinks are kind of like the in-between between red wine and champagne type of thing.
So, yeah. It had a good taste.
Yeah, I really liked it.
Yeah.
I would drink it again. It was sweet. And then at the end, it was that more, not harsh, but a little bit bitter.
A little bit bitter.
But it was not even anything to be discouraging for. So far. I really liked it. It really sucks because I feel like I would have more to say about the wines than I really like them because I obviously don't have a favorite yet. I would just all drink them all at the same
time. I know. It's hard to figure out which one we want next.
Yeah.
We still have so many. There's mango and...
There's mango. There's a Moscato.
Watermelon?
No. It's
Stella Rosa. That's what you told me?
It's Stella Rosa Pink, but I said it tastes like watermelon.
Okay. I was like, yeah, I want to try that one.
Yeah, I went to my friends for the weekend for one of my friend's birthdays, and they had Stella Rosa Pink there. So I was like, let me just try this a little bit. And to me, it tastes like juice, like watermelon juice, but in a wine form. So it sounds really good. It is really good. We can try that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So yay. Thank you, Stella Rosa.
Yeah. Still not sponsored. So we're still trying to make it happen.
We're not sponsored by them. However, we keep getting people to buy us a bottle of wine, and that's cool too.
Yeah. My other friends gave me the Stella Rosa berry.
Yeah.
So I brought that home.
And that's it.
Shout out to Steven and Joandra.
You want one? Tell me what you want. And I was like, okay, I will. But
yeah, because we're still on the Easter egg hunt. So we're still missing green apple.
Mm-hmm.
And Stella Rosa Gold. That's the one I really want to find.
Okay, so you guys, if
you know where they sell Stella Rosa Gold,
and you would like to purchase one for us,
we'll get it shipped to us because it's illegal to send each other wine.
Oh.
I found that out because I wanted to send my friend wine for Mother's Day.
What?
Didn't work.
No, I mean, because people send me wine all the time.
That's a subscription.
Oh.
Not the same thing.
Is that the same thing?
No. I'm pretty sure they have the permit you're supposed to have.
Oh, I didn't know.
I'm saying that if I bought a wine and I wanted to mail it to you, they're coming for you. By the way, none of the wines that you've had from the subscription are any good. So I'm glad you stopped that.
Okay, yeah,
I'm not going to shout out to those people, though.
Those are California wines.
Hey, man, there's so much Californians on the board.
Sorry, California.
But yeah, if I bought a wine and I wanted to ship it to you, yeah, I could not because that is illegal. But if I told them to ship it to you after buying it from a company, that's legal.
Oh.
You have to have a permit.
Okay.
To ship alcohol.
All right. Well, we just have to contact Stella Rosa.
Yeah. They could ship it to us.
They could ship it to us.
I'm pretty sure they have a permit.
I'm sure. They have a truck.
They're going to be like, yeah, sure. Go online and order it.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
All right. So, and they're in.
Yeah. All right, so that wraps up our second episode, but yes, the third episode of The Bachelorette with Hannah B.
Uh-huh.
So until next time,
yes,
will you accept this rosé?
I will.
You don't own me. I'm not just one of your many toys. You don't own me. Don't say I can't go with the boy.